بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن سؤال الإمارة واختيار ترك الولايات إذا لم يتعين عليه أو تدعو حاجة إليه. الحمد لله. This is the 81st chapter of Riyad al-Salihin, in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains the prohibition against seeking Imara authority position and opting to reject positions of authority if it is not assigned to a person, or there is no need that is required. So in this chapter, a person has been prohibited to desire to become in a position of authority, especially if it is not assigned to him, or there is no real need for it. Of course, if you are in a society or in a position where there is no person capable of taking that particular position, and if you have those capabilities, then to seek that position is a different matter. Rather than the wrong person coming in, especially if people don't have the skill and the knowledge for it. And if somebody has the knowledge for it and he has the capabilities, then that's a different matter. Here we are talking in general to seek a position of authority, especially if it is not assigned to the person or there's no need for it. Such a thing has been prohibited. قال الله تعالى تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Allah Ta'ala says, regarding the hereafter, Jannat, this is the home of the hereafter, which we have made and assigned for those who do not desire pomp or greatness in this world, nor any mischief or corruption. And the good result will be for those who fear, those who have taqwa. وعن أبي سعيد عبد الرحمن بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا عبد الرحمن بن سمرة لا تسأل الإمارة فإنك إن أعطيتها عن غير مسألة أعنت عليها وإن أعطيتها عن مسألة وكلت إليها وإذا حلفت عني على يمين فرأيت غيرها خيرا منها فأتي الذي هو خير وكفر عن يمينك. متفق عليه. Abu Sa'id Abdul Rahman bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abdul Rahman bin Samura, do not ask for leadership, don't ask for position, don't ask for authority. If it is given to you without asking for it, then you will be assisted regarding it. Allah Ta'ala will assist you. If you were assigned to this position, you didn't ask for it, people appointed you, they felt you had the skill, you had the ability. So without asking for it, if you were assigned with it, then Allah will assist you. But if you were given this position after asking for it, وَكِلْتَ إِلَيْهَا, then you will be entrusted to it. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not assist you. You will be made responsible for it yourself. And another masala has been mentioned here. وَإِذَا حَلَفْتَ عَلَىٰ يَمِينٍ, a person took an oath on something, but then he realized that oath that he took was not correct. It is not permissible in Sharia. فَرَأَيْتَ غَيْرَهَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا, and he saw something better than what he had taken oath on. So he should break that oath and give kafara for that oath. What is the kafara for the oath? It is mentioned a person has taken an oath and I take qasam, I will do this or won't do this. So then if he breaks the oath, he should feed 10 persons, poor persons, for a single day, or he should clothe them, or fast for 3 days, if he's unable to clothe them or feed them. But this is important also. Many times the person takes an oath and then he breaks the oath. So this is the kafara, the means of expiating himself from this oath. So two things have been mentioned in this hadith. One is asking for leadership without being assigned to it. And the other one is a person who takes an oath on something, but the thing that he has taken an oath on is not a correct one. So he should break the oath and give kafara of that yameen. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا ذر إني أراك ضعيفا وإني أحب لك ما أحب لنفسي لا تأمرن على اثنين ولا تولين مال يتيم. رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو ذر الغفاري رضي الله تعالى great صحابي في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told me, oh Abu Dhar, I think you to be weak and I love for you what I love for myself. And he tells him, do not become a leader even over two individuals. Don't become Amir over two people. In other words, yourself, don't desire to be Amir. Don't desire to be the leader. And do not take the responsibility of the wealth of an orphan, because it is a serious responsibility. Both these things, to discharge it, to become amir of an organization or the society, whatever it may be, or of some position, and also to become in charge of the wealth of an orphan, one has to be extremely careful. Every cent he has to account for, everything he does, every action of his, lest he is if he is deficient in the as far as executing the affairs of the yatim. And if a person takes away the wealth of a yatim, then there's serious consequences for that. Even if a person is amir and not fulfilling the responsibilities on his shoulder, not seeing to the subordinates and the citizens, then this is a very serious crime. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW tells Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, even though he's a great sahabi, he says that because Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala had within himself a very ascetic nature, and he would just shun the dunya. Now, if a person is in that position, then he might not fulfill that responsibility of taking care of every person according to their conditions. He may be very hard on them. Therefore, Rasulullah SAW tells him, I deem you to be weak for this position. I love for you what I love for myself. Don't become amir over two people and don't become responsible over the wealth of yatim. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, subhanakallah, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.